the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture topics beginning with the letter S.
Subjects.
Topics. Fine, subjects is an S word.
Is it? It's subjects.
Fine. Fine, Mr. Hollywood voice. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Speak.
You are not Speak!
Me!
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Ian McConville.
I'm Speak.
The real Speak.
Yes, you
he
are.
He is the real Speak.
I know. Keep going.
I'm Michael Lee.
I'm Albert Liu.
And today's topic is the Sim Games, made popular by Will Wright, published into oblivion by Maxis Games. And so let's start off with the usual question. What was your very first Sim game?
My first Sim game was actually Sim City on the Super Nintendo. This is the first time I ever discovered Sim games at all. I was like, wow, there's actually games where I don't have to worry about being killed by other things. So I liked that. I liked the whole, like, oh, you spend money to build your city and, like, try to get the money back, but it never happens. So you just destroy the city.
Well, actually,
and things like that.
What I did all the time in that game was put in the cheat code that gave you money that caused earthquakes, but caused earthquakes. That was the thing.
What? It caused earthquakes? That was, must be another game.
Oh, maybe it was one, the one for the PC then.
Yeah, there's the PC.
The one for the PC where you put in fund, and then it gave you $10,000, but it also caused earthquakes.
That was SimCity 2000, I thought.
Was it? I think it was the original.
I remember fund, though.
Yeah, there might be in SimCity 2000 too,
as a reference to that one. Yeah,
I know in SimCity 2000 there was funds. Maybe that's it.
Maybe
I don't know.
All right, okay. So Ian,
that's what mine was.
What was yours?
Well, my first would be The Sims. Like, I got into that late, I suppose. But our friend across the hallway in the dorms, that came out, and I started goofing around with it. And I then spent the next 2 weeks making custom textures for the little characters, and ended up rebuilding the whole dorm hall.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many of them murdered each other, actually?
Well, it's funny. As soon as I did that, I realized that I was rather bored and kind of stopped playing.
Okay.
Nothing like The Sims.
Yeah, that sounds like the most guys' experiences with The Sims.
Wait, how many refrigerator death rooms did you
create? Oh, I put stove death rooms, actually.
But they
set themselves on fire. No, they set themselves on fire.
Yeah, but the point is to keep them alive as long as possible. You put little windows on the door, on the walls, so you can look inside. Like, hey.
God, I'm glad I didn't play The Sims.
Jesus, that's demonic.
Well, God.
Before I gave up on it, they had an expansion that added sort of costume parties and such. And one of them was sort of an Indian outfit. And so I just created family after family of people dressed in feather headdresses and that kind of stuff. And would kill them in that same house. Then I moved a regular family in. Every night, Indian ghosts were running around the living room.
I remember this now. Your Indian burial ground house.
First, I was like, where is this going, Ian? Are you sure you want to say this stuff? Now I totally get it. It's awesome.
As opposed to the birdcage death house.
Oh my God. Jesus.
All right, John, what was your first Sim game?
That would be the
Sims.
No, I didn't play The Sims, actually. I played the very first one was the Super Nintendo Sims, same as Kevin. That one was a pretty fun game. It was unique in that, you built up the whole country. You would actually put down residential areas, and you'd actually see them grow. You get updates of how people thought of you as being mayor of the town, and if you lower taxes at the end of the year, hold down some special buttons, and then increase taxes at the beginning of the year, you got unlimited funds. That was great.
I liked that, actually.
I liked that a lot. Because money management was not fun when I was a kid. I didn't want to deal with all that. I wanted to put airports in every single thing.
About me for the Super Nintendo SimCity was that I wanted to make people happy. But having taxes at all makes people unhappy. Like, even if your taxes are a reasonable, like, 1% or something like that, they're like, I hate taxes.
I hate taxes. No more taxes.
Mayor's doing a terrible job.
Yeah, it's like, screw you guys.
I think the most thing that I think of when I go back to Super Sim City. Was it called Super Sim City? Or was
it's just called Sim City on the Super Nintendo.
Just Sim City on the Super Nintendo? Okay. They tacked Super onto almost everything back then for the Super Nintendo. But
Super City.
they hated traffic so much, So what you did to get around that was you put train tracks for everything.
Yep.
You just destroyed all the roads and just put train tracks. I have no idea how that works in real life, but it made them happy. So I have cities that are just no roads, just train track all the time.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It was actually really good for your pollution too.
Yeah. Pollution went down a lot. You know, you could, they actually had maps of showing where the pollution was. And if you had train tracks, there was no pollution there at all. It was great.
I remember back in that game, you didn't have to build train stations. You just had to build the tracks.
You just had to build the tracks. No train station, just train, just the tracks. That was in 2000.
It was more fun when it was more unrealistic.
Dude, in like 2000, they have a train station.
Yeah, I know. Which is like, and you have the subway too.
Yeah. Oh God, subway.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah. That was so easy to use. Remember how easy that was?
Oh my God. I mean, using one panel for 3 days.
Going everywhere.
All right, Mike.
My first sim game was the original SimCity. I think it was for
Commodore? Amiga?
I'm pretty sure it was, we played it on a 286 back in the day. Yep. So, it was pretty basic in those days. I just remember residential, industrial, and I think commercial. RIC. And I remember the whole management aspect wasn't very appealing. I just put in cheat codes to get lots of money, built the city out to the maximum of the screen, and then called as many monsters as I could.
Oh, Godzilla. Screen.
Or whatever the name was of that generic orange blob thing that crawled across the city.
If I remember, I went back and actually played the original SimCity, and it looks exactly, almost exactly as the SimCity that's on Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's if you played SimCity, you played the SimCity on Super Nintendo.
I think the main thing that Super Nintendo SimCity did was it simplified the controls for some odd reason, and it added the Mario statue.
Yes.
Oh, and the Godzilla was Bowser.
It was Bowser.
Oh, right.
I remember seeing that, it's like, that's
kind of
cool.
Yeah. And when you always got that little prompt, it's like, Bowser's attacking! And he ran, like, Bowser would come by and run after Will Wright, and would run away, and then he'd come back and say, Bowser's attacking! And look all worried.
Yeah, when I got those pop-ups that said, monsters are attacking, usually it's because I made it attack.
It was always interesting that you always had that command of destroy your own city.
Monster. It's not that interesting. I mean, do you remember ever playing a sandbox when you were a kid? And you would always go, and here comes the monster here to destroy everything! And then all of your cars or army men or whatever would just suddenly die. I mean, that was the ending to everything because we couldn't figure out any other ending. So basically, we were all little Joss Whedons in our sandbox.
That was the best ending ever.
Wow, you can't let go, huh?
No, I can't.
We build up perfection and then we just tear it all down. That's what we do.
Isn't that more a George Lucas?
Actually, you're right.
No, we travel back in time, then ruin it.
Oh, totally different.
Alright, Albert.
Alright, so my first experience was similar to Mike's. It was the original SimCity on a PC. And yeah, I gotta say, when you're a little kid, you know, lots of cash, cheat codes, of course, and then monsters everywhere once you've built it up to something reasonable.
Yeah, high five!
Yeah.
You can probably actually hear that. Anyway, unlike the other hand gestures that we make on this podcast. Like the one Kevin's making at me right now.
What?
John Chris isn't here.
So anyway.
What is that?
So I have a very abnormal experience with almost any game involving my childhood. Because we got all of our games from garage sales. For some reason, people didn't sell their Sim Cities very often. So the very first Sim game I ever got was $1. And it was Sim Ant.
Oh, my condolences.
Hey, awesome.
Sim Ant's awesome.
Sim Ant is good, yeah.
I like Sim Ant, but I will admit all of its failings, and there are many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that, you know, I played the hell out of Sim Ant for that dollar. And it was easy to figure out, you know, mm-hmm. I learned about the cheat code to turn yourself into the spider, and I kept killing all the other ants.
Whoa,
and
there's cheat codes in that game?
There is an experimental mode where you could be a spider. Remember that?
Where you could be the spider and the spider had laser beams?
No. Oh, man.
Well, you see, back in the day, cheat codes weren't downloadable content.
Yeah.
Or on the internet.
There was an internet back then?
I learned about that. I learned about the similar thing from BBSs on my 14.4 modem.
Oh man, I racked up so much long distance when I was a kid.
I didn't rack up long distance. We just racked up phone bills. It's like, Mom, you can't use the internet. You can't use the phone for a while. I'm on the internet reading. Okay. That's how it worked. And yeah, I played Sim Ant, and looking back on it, it was not a good game. It was a bad game.
No,
it was a good game.
It was a good game.
It was an okay game.
I'm shooting the angry eyes at you.
Yes.
Like you invade the entire house, you made the guy go crazy.
And the dog. Don't forget the dog.
Don't forget to irritate the dog.
And what is it? Like the top rank you could earn was like it was something involving Elvis.
Yes, I remember that too.
Yeah. It's like Elvis's secret something or other or something like that.
Clearly there are levels to this game I never reached because this is all new to me.
Well, you know, and they made the sequel that came after this, and that was EDF, where you got to play the other side.
Yeah. Earth Defense Force. Yeah, I still play that.
Yeah, I still got a copy.
Best $10 I ever spent.
Pretty much.
All right, so that's a pretty decent spread. I see that a lot of us started on Super Nintendo, which is probably how they got a lot of people into the Sim series. I mean, there's also The Sims, but we'll get into that later. What was the impact that SimCity had on either the industry or just you?
I couldn't stop playing Sim games after SimCity. I was just looking for anything that was like that.
So that's how you played Sim Ant, eh?
Oh, no, yeah. I played Sim Ant.
I played Sim Life. Earth.
Sim Life is terrible.
Sim Life is so bad. Sim Earth was okay-ish, but not that great. All I did was make volcanoes explode.
I followed a lot of the Sim games after that, plus a lot of simulation-style games. So anything where it's like, your theme, like theme park, you remember that?
Where
you make your own theme park, or
theme park.
I love
theme
hospital and a whole bunch of those other kind of games. Anything where it was like you were a god to create whatever you wanted, that was fun.
Did Populous come before or after SimCity?
It was during the same time. I can't remember which is first, but
SimCity is first.
Well, I know on Super Nintendo, Populous came later.
Yes,
Populous was 1989. SimCity
was 87, right?
I think it's 1989.
Oh, they're close.
They're very close in time period. So we can't really say necessarily for sure which one came first because there is development time to consider.
Poor Populous.
Oh, that was what I ended up playing. So
you were one of the cool kids that became a renegade.
I don't know if it was cool so much as just.
I remember I was like, "What's this Populous thing? I can't stop playing SimCity."
Yes.
Oh well. Poor Populous.
Destroy the towns.
I like that there was a hidden level where you played as pigs versus wolves.
Yeah, what? I remember reading about that. I was like, this is awesome. SimCity.
What about you, Ian? Well, other than saying that you played a lot of Populous because of the SimCity.
Well, I don't really know what kind of impact it had on the industry or myself because, like I said, I didn't get into any sort of Sim-type titles until college. Really?
Yeah,
I had a Mac for most of my childhood.
For me, SimCity on the Super Nintendo didn't really build up to anything. It was on the console. You can't really share that with much people. But when it got onto the SimCity 2000, when you had it on the PC and on the computer labs at school, they used to have tournaments of creating the best town. Best looking,
you had video game tournaments at your school?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's unfair.
What? I don't know what to do. We were lucky. And yeah, the thing is in 2000, you could, change the area. Basically, you could create, the rivers, the sea, mountains, and so forth, which is completely different from the original SimCity. So, we had all these students that were just basically landscaping and creating, you know, industry over here and so forth. So that is the biggest impact that happened in my life with The Sims.
For me, it probably contributed most to the sheer enjoyment I get out of world building. I mean, you get to assemble things together, see how they fit. Also, since I started with the basic SimCity, it's pretty early on, there's not a lot of bells and whistles. So, yeah, even nowadays, I don't mind just looking at a screen and watching numbers go up. So, this probably...
I got a game for you. It's called Progress Quest.
I stopped playing that years ago.
I thought you were going to suggest Dwarf Fortress there.
Well, I did Mud for a while because that was a perfect marriage of Zork and leveling. But yeah, I find myself, you know, even nowadays, I just started playing some Facebook games. So
really,
yeah,
I couldn't notice through my feed when you play Facebook.
I really need to start blocking Mafia Wars.
Jesus, man!
I finally started blocking that and Farmville. I was like, God, I'm playing too with you guys, but I want to read everything.
I'm not on Farmville.
Oh.
Max, sure?
I blame other people for the stuff.
Not only Farmville, but Pet Society too.
I'd recommend some Facebook games by a company called Three Rings. I hear they're okay.
I think you should just give them money.
In fact, you should
take a look into it.
In fact, you should play those Facebook games at a wonderful little restaurant in San Francisco.
Zadin?
For example, yes. While we're on the subject of plugging ourselves.
I remember the last time I got stomach flu.
Oh,
harsh.
All right, Albert.
All right. Yeah, you know, it really did contribute to, I guess, just the diversification of what I liked as games. It was the first game where it was not me versus the world shooting everything in sight. And it was very constructive. And I think it did really help when I started getting into MUDs, of course. Also, later on, because of MUDs, like, I started programming MUDs. I guess it's kind of a gateway drug.
What do you mean, kind of? It's completely a gateway drug.
You're right.
I mean, do you realize how many people in gaming there are who got brought in by either the SimCity or The Sims?
The Sims, yeah.
And
it's true.
And the thing is that for me, actually, I was already pretty much a video game player by the time I got to SimAnt, but I actually treated it as an educational game because that's pretty much all I got on my computer.
Oh, man.
Between, like, Even Oregon Trail was treated as an educational game for us.
Oregon Trail was the best first or third person shooter ever.
Oh yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Heading out west.
Heading out west.
Oh, better buy some bullets.
Oh yeah.
When they upgraded from Apple II to Mac, it became a first person shooter.
Yeah, it did. But that one sucked. I still like the original.
Yeah, I hated that.
I don't understand how like bullets needed time to fly through.
I always enjoyed being a human daisy cutter.
So yeah, the thing is that I treated it as an educational game, and then when The Sims came around, I treated that as basically sanctioned dollhouse playing.
I love dollhouses.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily want to admit that in polite company.
It's okay. As long as you put it on the side of a refrigerator where they slowly die, it's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's what I did, is I had them set themselves on fire, you know.
See, I didn't do that.
Drown them.
You froze them to death.
Drowning them in the
slowly. They didn't die because they could always eat.
Oh.
No, they wouldn't.
They would eventually die,
They would eventually
right?
die.
Yeah, because they would crap in the corner, and then it would just build up and they would get sick.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
They didn't die as quickly as the fire.
They just died from, oh my god. I don't even want to think how they died.
They can only stand in front of the refrigerator, so they can eat from the refrigerator, and then they go to the bathroom on the floor, and then they have to sleep standing up.
What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Because there's not enough room for them to pass out on the floor. It's much better than fire death.
How?
It's much better than preventing your family from ever sleeping by having a bunch of Indians running around, Indian ghosts. Or the best part was that you couldn't delete tombstones, so you would put just a room full of tombstones, like in this hidden area of the house.
I thought you could sell the tombstones.
Oh, I think you could sell the tombstones.
Yeah, you could sell them.
You could keep them. You could keep them, though. And
who would buy a used tombstone?
The thing is, though, if you sold them, you didn't get to keep the ghost.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so the thing is that you kept it in a secret little part of the house, and the ghost would come out at night to haunt the inhabitants. And sometimes if you put a door there, what I would do is I would put a door there temporarily, right?
Just
and
to let
then
him
one
out.
Of the kids would wander in, and I would delete the door.
What is this?
Trapped in there with the dead. And As we'll find out in the next stuff, I'm not good at horror, so I'm not sure why I would do horror movie things to people like it.
No, it wasn't a horror movie, though, because, you see, he got the ghosts raised him as one of their own.
Rise
it was a family-type movie.
You know, there's
the part where he pissed himself and pushed himself to stupid.
Ghost Dad.
Ghost Dad.
Bill Cosby did it. It has to be family friendly. Just look at his stand-up comedy CDs. Oh my God. Like kids, he's one about Superman.
Kids say the funniest things.
Exactly. So anyway, yeah, but what about the sim game genre in general? You know, all the other sim games that you played. Are you still into that these days? Or did you just sort of outgrow the sandbox where you don't actually, you know, where it's not a crime sandbox, basically? The sandbox game seems to have evolved into the Grand Theft sandbox.
Usually my sim games become crime. They're just cutting out the middleman. Still playing, I have Sims 3, and I played it one day dangerously for like 8 hours without realizing it. I created a virtual version of Jason Statham. He went to a park to play chess with some chick. They went out on a date that same day and eventually fell in love with each other enough to get married. He moves into her apartment with her six other roommates, and then that's when the doors start disappearing.
That sounds like The Expendables.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course.
So it's not any different, just different graphics.
All right.
Well, you guys are all insane.
Remember, this is pretty much the normal experience with guys and The Sims.
Wait, normal and constructive, that's boring, you know? You gotta spice it up with a bit of wrong.
A lot of wrong.
Well put.
Yeah, I don't know, I kinda gave up on The Sims after Sims 2.
I actually gave up after the first Sims, the first Sims expansion pack, I think. And because that's about, I think that's about when, when did Sims Online come out? Because that's when I really stopped.
Oh my God.
Hearing those stories.
Very early on in The Sims.
It was pretty early.
I think it was like 2 expansions in.
Yeah, it was like right around then I heard about the horrible things that were going on in Sims Online, where they had like an entire mafia.
Yep.
That would blacklist you so that the only action that you could take was walking around. You couldn't even talk or eat. Or, like, do anything with your character so you just become unhappy and die.
Jesus.
And there were prostitution rings going in there.
Oh, yeah, that was the big thing.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I think I'm gonna leave while I can.
Wow. Everyone's house was like some sort of spa. Like, just workout machines everywhere. Like, buffets. It was
hot tub.
It's basically there'd be a section for each one of your stats, and your guy would just continually circle around the room.
Sorry, that sounds like a training montage from Rocky, or a bathhouse. I'm not sure which though.
Yeah. I actually after Sim Ant, that became Sim Earth and so forth, and then The Sims came. And at that point, I just had to look at it and realize I don't want to play this. I know where it's going to go. Where it did lead, refrigerator, oven, Indian burial ground, Jesus, mafia.
Hey, the mafia wasn't any of us. Don't look at us when we say that.
Well, yeah,
we weren't that good at the game.
It's still bad, Jesus, guys. But it was. I when I first heard about it, I knew it was going to go there anyway. So I just said, nope. I'm going to take my memories of Sim City 2000, Cement. Scaring that guy out of his house because I overrun it with ants. I'm gonna take
those
and go.
Yeah, who's the hero here?
Your room. Except the game required you did that.
Yeah, I think I saw the beginnings of that when I turned into the spider and started eating my own ants randomly, and then gave the spider laser beams and started just losing the laser beams.
I say a sim title that, well, it's not an official sim title, but Dwarf Fortress I'm really fond of, though I want him to, the creator of the game, to enable me to draw new graphics for every single object in the game, just because I'll get obsessive. But the game, he codes everything, including body temperature of the characters.
Okay, that's just too much.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can hack the files and, like, say, make the cats have a body temperature of a few thousand degrees.
Nice.
And then cause a circular cat, or a nuclear cat explosion. Yeah.
I don't want to think about these things, but they
is
go quite
game,
in line
is
with
this
your
game available right now.
Yes. For the PC.
Yep. Yeah, just get used
is
to ASCII.
Is it an independent game or what?
It's an independent game, I think.
Yeah, it's just one guy who's been living off making this game, and he's really obsessive.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that from, you know, being able to set the body temperature of cats.
Yeah.
I mean, think that goes a little above and beyond the usual customization of a Sims game.
Well,
that's
the
selling point for me.
The next patch is internal bleeding.
Oh boy!
All right.
Jeez. This is a sim game?
No, it is just one guy who took an ASCII game and.
I mean, like the genre. Is it a simulation? Or
yeah, you start with 7 dwarfs and you send them out into the wilderness and they build a fortress and then they start building their empire, raising an army, defending against goblins and.
You're beating unicorns to death with their bare hands.
Yeah.
Stories.
I got one of my dwarves a hunter and sent him out to go bring back food, and he was doing a very good job. And then he got killed by a cougar, and he's like, what happened? And I check out his corpse. I never gave him a weapon. He's been punching these unicorns to death.
And you can see why this is pretty much a Sims game.
Awesome.
You just
play this.
You just go out into the field and you see this little dwarf icon charging across the field after bucks and various other things, just tackling them. Check the combat log. It's like, oh my, he broke his neck with his own hands.
Yeah. What about you, Mike? Impact of the Sims games.
It's awesome.
I'm not playing any Sims title. I mean, I haven't played any Sims title since the original, really. I mean, I sort of played Sim Ant for a day. But yeah, it hasn't been that big an impact on my gaming experience.
I have a question for you. These Facebook games, that whole kitchen one, is that considered a sim type of game?
I'd say yeah.
Maybe.
Because
you assemble your restaurant.
I tend to work Ian and Jess into exhaustion. And then usually I try to maneuver it so that they are cleaning the toilets at the time. So then they're passed out on the floor next to these dirty toilets. They're like, oh, let's see what you did.
Wait, is this real life?
Stop.
This is Restaurant City.
Okay.
It's all right. It's okay. I put Dom in a dress and bunny ears.
Oh, I never played this game. I mean, in video games.
All right. Albert, what about you?
Oh, man. Yeah, I kind of graduated from Sims, but after that, I got heavily into 4X games.
4X?
Yeah, like Civ.
Got it.
Civ was huge.
Yeah, I played a lot of Civilization.
I played a lot of Civilization.
Civ 2, honestly.
Yeah, Civ.
I mean, yeah, that's simulation games in general. I started out on Civ.
I don't think Civilization is considered a simulation game. More as a strategy.
It's an exploration. It's an exploration game.
Really, that's how I graduated out of Sims. I went to Civilization.
I actually started in Civilization, and I'm still bitter at Settlers for killing my battleships.
Hey, Dom.
What?
What's the first word on page 24?
Yeah, screw you.
Why would...
That was how the old
that was the
old copy protection.
Yeah, that was their
so whenever you
old school DRM.
Yeah, whenever you had to get a game, you would always have to take really good care of the manual or make photocopies of it.
Yep.
Because if you lost that manual, you lost that game.
Yeah, Civ would ask you every half hour. It seemed
fun times.
Fun times. Fun times.
Yeah. So I mean, after that, it was a lot of Civ, XCOM. Oh man, I still have nightmares about that game.
Hey, Albert, chrysalids. Bee, 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 bee.
You!
Almost as though you knew what he was going to say.
Yes.
He does.
It's chrysalids. It's much like how if I say these following words to Andy, he'll curse at me. Hey, Andy. Gummy ship. A bee, 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 bee. What?
Man,
what are you looking
I'll
at me like that for?
I'm for the next part.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I was more thinking gummy ships are awesome.
Yeah, they're filled with gum.
Yeah.
And
me. I know. I love it when I'm there. I just chew all the time.
Yeah, so let's move on to talk about Will Wright, the creator of the Sim series. He's been a pretty big name in, you know, video game creation. It's like him, Peter Molyneux, Trip Hawkins kind of fell off the face of the earth. Who else is...
Cliffy B.
Cliff Blazinski, or as Destructoid likes to call him.
Remember,
Dude Huge.
Remember Tim Schafer?
Oh, wait, Tim Schafer is a pretty respected name. I wouldn't call him a big name.
Sid Meier?
Yes. Sid Meier, yes, yes. So you know, these grand old men of video games, pretty much. The what?
The id guys.
Oh, yeah, Carmack. And unfortunately, certain other people have fallen off of the face of the earth as well.
You mean the guy with the long hair?
Yes.
That will make you his bitch.
You can't say bitch?
Oh, get over here!
You can say it.
Yeah. It's not one of those seven words.
It's one of those words.
It's on TV.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's still one of the seven words.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It
changes with time.
Yes.
Well, bleeping is fun anyway.
A bee 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 bee.
So anyway.
Oh, that is a good place to insert some bleeping.
So anyway, Will Wright, you know, he's been a pretty big name for a very long time. He's sustained his level of popularity, unlike some of the other names that we listed off.
I don't know about level popularity anymore.
Well, yeah, Spore did not do as well as people thought it would. Like, EA was really, really banking on Spore.
Well, it
being
was
a huge
also
hit.
Not as good as we were hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the hype was legendary, so I think that had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Even with that, like, the problem with it wasn't fun.
It wasn't. The space portion of the game was just not fun to play at all. But, so, yeah, the thing is that, yeah, Will Wright. I mean, what has he given to gaming that you just appreciate?
SimCity.
Thanks, Kevin.
SimCity.
Thanks, Mike.
SimCity 2000?
You know, let's move on to the next topic.
Wait, I got another one.
What?
The Sims.
Thanks, John.
That's not John.
Whoa! I'm Kevin.
I'm Speak.
The thing is that I'm lumping you two together because you are close enough to activate the stupidity
field.
Stop activating the stupidity field.
Get hung.
Get further away from each other.
Chang Hung.
You're dumbening by the minute.
Where am I?
How do you spell dumbening?
I'm lost.
Get your ass to Mars.
There are four lights.
Get your ass to Mars.
Or is it five lights?
Four lights.
Yeah.
Maybe there's five.
Get your ass to Mars.
Depends on what kind of a will you have.
I have a weak will right now.
All right. Let's move on from the Will Wright topic because it's not going to go anywhere.
Ah, weak will.
Thanks, Kevin.
I never learned to read.
That's why I don't like subtitles.
All right. How about talking about the really weird ones like Sim Copter, Sim Tower, Sim Ant kind of counted.
I loved Sim Tower.
Why do you love Sim Tower?
Because it's not really a sim game. It was actually created by some Japanese developers. It was a different game. They brought it over to the United States and called it Sim Tower. There's a point in the game where if you don't understand how to create the elevator system correctly, your tower will be screwed forever and no one will ever go beyond the 25th floor.
Oh boy!
So if you ever do figure out how to do it properly in the right order, then your tower is saved. Otherwise, scrap it and start a new tower. That was fun.
Well, that was kind of a feature of old video games anyway, where you had to do one thing exactly right early, and it didn't seem to mean anything at the time, but then it was really important later. Like, one of the classic examples of that is King's Quest V, where where you walk onto a screen, and there is a cat chasing a mouse. And unless you throw a rock at the cat, then about halfway through the game, you will die, because the mouse isn't there to chew through a rope for you, and you die. That's the classic example of, oh, screw you! That's also the classic example of Sierra, where if you don't plan perfectly in advance, then you just die.
I thought it was the example of Sierra saying, hey, buy our hint books.
Either way.
Always check your squad car before you drive it.
Yeah, stupid police quest. If you didn't walk a full circle around your car, the car would crash immediately because you didn't check the tires, and the tires are bad.
Well, I always loved that world where things change depending on whether you looked at them or not. Like, because I didn't look at the tires, they're crap. Since I looked at them, aha!
They're good.
Or the whole, there's a dog behind this door, but if you don't check, or if you do check, he's not there anymore.
Yeah, that's just old design going at work there. I mean, it's, oh man, I don't even want to think about it even much further.
Schrodinger's design. Did you ever play Streets of SimCity?
No, what was that?
A terrible driving game where you imported your city from SimCity and drove through it.
I thought that was an interesting idea, but I never played the game.
The game would be hilarious.
Those are air quotes, by the way.
Yeah.
Is not that great. The idea is great.
Well, didn't SimCity 4 have the Rush Hour expansion where you could just take over cars?
And that was much better.
I'm just imagining Burnout, where you import your SimCity cities, and that would sound awesome.
Well, I was just thinking about the SimCity road or streets. It reminds me of Dark Cloud, where basically you went through dungeons, and then you would get houses and so forth. Yeah,
pieces to build houses and yeah. Like, windows and stuff.
And for the town, and then after you built it, you went back into first person view, and you could actually go into the inn that you just made, and you can rest there and so forth and so such.
Yeah, I loved Dark Cloud. I still love Dark Cloud, actually. Well, no, I loved the second Dark Cloud, because in Dark Cloud 1, your weapons could break permanently, and
yes.
They frequently did.
Yes.
And that was a pain in the ass.
Yes. Is this that launch title for PS2?
Yeah.
Dark Cloud 1, I think, was the launch title for PS2. Dark Cloud 2 came much later and was much better.
Yeah. It went through and saved a lot of
that. So we've turned into sort of a game design discussion here. Let's go back into the weirdness of SimCopter. How about that?
You mean the naked guy?
You mean like the naked guy, yes.
What?
Or as I like to keep bringing us back to, the spider that shot laser beams, which apparently inspired Wild Wild West.
Did it?
No.
No.
But it had an enemy spider at the end.
I was like, what are you going to say no? Because that's not right.
It is in fact not right. What inspired it was a crazy, crazy-ass producer.
He used to be Barbara Streisand's hairdresser.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, great. I didn't see. I don't remember that part of the evening with Kevin Smith. All right. So anyway, yeah. What other weird things in Sims can you think of that are just so weird?
Well, the
I remember was it Sim Earth or Sim Life where you could drop the monolith on somebody
Sim
and they
Earth.
Would and they would just evolve. Suddenly become sentient.
Yep.
And you could never drop them on the cetaceans. I wanted to make sentient dolphins, and I never could.
Yeah.
They had to evolve on their own. You couldn't drop the monument in water for some stupid reason.
The only thing that really struck me as weird, because I didn't play Sim Helicopter or Sim Tower or The Sims, which have their own little weirdness to them. But in SimCity 2000, they had a certain point where if you had too many people, they gave you these... like these towers of
arcologies.
Arcologies.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy thing.
Yeah, it's like the idea was that you could have like hundreds of thousands of people inside each of these. And it just like blew my mind that people thought that, you know, this is how it's going to work. You know, you're going to have these, you know, fake living places for everybody. That was struck me as very odd.
What, didn't you see Biodome? Probably sure.
Yeah, they don't have hundreds of thousands of people living in there. There was like 20.
If Biodome had taken place in a setting where, you know, there were hundreds of thousands of people, I think they all would have strangled Pauly Shore.
And the world would be a better place.
It'd be like Murder on the Orient Express. They would take turns. Spoiler.
I actually,
for a mystery that's older than like three of us combined.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, so yeah, the culprit in Murder on the Orient Express, Mike, is all of them. They take turns
of killing the guy. I remember that.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, Albert, what about you? Weird stuff that you did in The Sims or that came from The Sims?
Oh man, I think it's all been covered. I mean, yeah, I killed a bunch of dudes in The Sims via the usual methods. I was actually pretty fond of the ice comet in Sim Earth. That was good times. Let's see, what else?
The ice comet.
Ice comet was great.
I can just imagine what happens when the ice comet hits the Earth.
Yeah, it's like...
Actually, I was a fan of the volcano in Sim Earth.
Ooh, oh, yeah. I love the volcano.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
The cataclysmic volcano.
Yeah,
and then,
that was good
and then to level out the land, it has to have earthquakes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is I used ice comets for that, because then it left the big old crater and there was water in there. So you can totally, like, re-terraform everything.
So you're efficient in your mass destruction.
That's right. Engineering at work.
Your destruction, actually, is creation at the same time.
Whoa, you just blew my mind.
Stop bringing Gagagar into this.
You remember in SimCity 2000, if you chose the magnification cursor... If you click the middle button on the helicopter, he goes, I'm down! I'm hit! And then it spins around.
Yeah, it goes down
and
down and crashes.
Sometimes it actually creates a fire.
Yep. And then you would have a fire.
That is really strange.
Yeah, that was the best one. Get that helicopter. You're like, all right, down you go!
then you start like doing plane crash, plane crash, plane crash.
Oh yeah, the plane crashes too.
And then there was the microwave strike, the misaligned laser.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just thinking of in the various Warcraft games where you just keep clicking on the critters.
Yes.
And eventually it creates a nuclear explosion.
No. That's StarCraft.
No, it started in Warcraft too.
It started in Warcraft.
I thought it didn't.
Warcraft.
I thought it wasn't a nuke. It just exploded.
They explode, no damage.
Yes.
I think that in Warcraft 3 was an actual mushroom cloud.
Yeah. Well, that first started in StarCraft because they had a nuke.
Right. Graphic. They had a Warcraft, they had a nuclear warhead.
Yes.
Explosion there. And so I just remember you doing that in the various X-Craft games just to distract people.
X-Craft. Interesting terminology.
Well, actually.
Variable craft.
From, I remember back in Warcraft, maybe it was Warcraft 1. I think it was. It was like a sheep level where it's just covered in sheep and you had like a couple of peons and a ton of money.
It's one of the HUDs for Warcraft 2.
Oh, is it 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was fun.
You just had to kill sheep.
You had to kill sheep to get enough land,
to get enough room to build the town hall.
And then, you know, while you're doing that, you can click on sheep to make them explode.
All right. So anyway, yeah, those were pretty strange things that we pulled out of the Sim series there, and also out of Warcraft. I'm thinking that's my fault. Anyway, so here's a question about you guys. For you guys, like, how did The Sims change gaming as we know it? I mean, the Sims gave us a gigantic segment of female gamers because of the playground sandbox aspect of it. And the sandbox was one that you didn't have to tote an AK-47 through.
The thing that pops into my mind is that with The Sims, it gave people like a step into actually creating games. Like the whole RPG Maker. That's the same
user content.
Yeah, that's basically you create the world, you create dungeons and so forth. It Sims is just you just make the world, you create the society and you build it up. But it's all creation. You're actually creating a type of game of a world. So that's different than all other games where you're just basically the player inside of a game. You're just killing things, surviving. Solving puzzles, but you're not creating any of this. So that's the real difference. And I think Sims was the first to really do that for players, to bring them into the whole creational side to it.
Yeah, pretty much people had been doing mods for years, but that had been a pretty involved process. As I stare at the one person here who's done a video game mod.
Yeah.
Ian, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, actually, his mod is still relatively famous as far as video game mods go. What is it, Marathon Red?
Yeah, Marathon Red. People ask me to make t-shirts about that, and it's just like, but it's like 10 years old.
You know, 10-year anniversary!
Matter.
Anniversary shirt. You would make the shirt. The shirt should be red. And it says Marathon on it.
Yes.
10th anniversary.
God, if when they remade Marathon for the Xbox, and I know the guy who like headed up that project, who's saying, you know, if I were to make a mod, convert another mod, I'd try and do red because I only would have to ask you to do it, or you to get permission. But if they were, they need to like gut the whole story and make it not suck.
All right.
Sorry, did you ask a question?
Moving on.
Let's move on into the home stretch here, because we pretty much covered how The Sims has affected gaming. It brought in a lot more people, and it got them a lot more hands-on into the process. So what are your top three Sim games? Kevin?
My number three is actually The Sims. I enjoyed playing that quite a bit when it first came out. I remember that the first week it came out, I was like, oh my god, it's finally out. I didn't even know, because we weren't paying attention to release dates that much back in the day. So we played it, had a great time, experimented with a whole bunch of different types of things, and just, you know, gave up on it for a while. I never played Sims 2, and I pick up Sims 3 again, and yeah, that's all it is. It's a very light number three.
Yeah. That's my number three as well. If only because it taught me I can't be an architect.
For me, it's SimCity on the Super Nintendo.
It was more the first. It didn't have the best graphics on it. It was very simple, as it were. But it was still a fun game. It spent a lot of time of that understanding of what people wanted, even though they're not real people. They're just what I guess the programmers really thought other people would want. But it was a fun game.
My number three is SimAnt, and you have to realize I'm pulling from a very limited pool of choices here.
That means you have two more.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
Spoiler, I have played two Sim games.
Albert?
How are you going to have
fun? Wait for it.
So, I would say that my third is Sim Earth. It was the second game I ever played, and, you know, it was the first time where I seriously got, you know, large scale destruction and not just like, oh, here's a city and I'm going to blow it up. Here's like the planet and I'm going to blow it up. And I could
and that was your gateway drug into Gunbuster.
Damn straight. You know, and it was kind of neat. Because once I got sick of blowing up the planet, it was actually pretty educational. You know, you could tilt the axis and see what that did, and you could change the rotation speed of the planet. And, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, my number three is Sim Earth for very similar reasons. It was very educational to me. It, showed me a lot about it showed me a lot about evolution, and it showed me a lot about, say, about how ecosystems can self-regulate and things like that. And so that was cool. And then there was the part where I had to look up what the monolith was from, and that's how I found out about 2001: A Space Odyssey. I'm like, oh, well, there you go then. And that was that led me into this whole different path.
I have a question. Can we use anything from just the Sim series, correct?
Just the Sim series.
Okay.
Why were you going to try and
say? No, I was just like wondering, I could squeeze in quite a bit of other ones if they were outside of the Sim series, but we'll talk about that later then.
Like Impossible Creatures?
No, more like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, that's true.
Uh-oh.
Well, then my number two is actually SimCity 2000. I know it's a very boring choice, but it was actually, I think, just the peak of the SimCity kind of franchise. I love the idea you could do the you could go up and down in terms of the actual terrain.
Landscaping.
Put your mayor's put your mayor's house at the very top of a gigantic waterfall.
Yep.
Road up the hill and look down on your peons living in the residential
areas. That was fun.
Yes.
I love so much about it. There's like, it was the right blend of between realism and, you know, just playing around. It wasn't to the point where it's like, hey, you know, everything's so real that your life sucks being mayor. It was more like, well, you can, you know, play around, figure out things, build some crap. Your subways made no sense.
Subways are awesome.
I really enjoyed that game. I thought it was, that's the best they ever got.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'd say my number two, I realize how loose this is, but My Sims. I realize there's virtually no Sim in there, but I loved that art style. It was so adorable. Just jealous of how simple they were able to make all their outfits so that, you know, an artist could go, all right, here's like six or seven outfits, and it took me like an hour of work. So jealous. But also Legos were fun too, so, you know, that kind of makes it a little better.
John?
Mine is also SimCity 2000. Same reason that, as for Kevin, the whole landscaping effect, which was new. You could make mountains, you could also make divots, you could add rivers, all sorts of stuff that you wanted to do. I also like the fact that it moved away from the 3x3 block of, like, say, a residential industry, and actually it went more to a zoning area, so you could sort of mix and match industry with commercial, with residential. It added a little bit more free form for that. And I like the whole fact that now you could actually have firefighters go out and fight the fire.
As opposed to just building fire houses.
All
you would do is build fire houses and fires would mysteriously go out.
That's how it was in the original SimCity. They just magically just disappeared. Now you actually could, you know, have them surround the fire and the fire would actually go out how you plant, how they would be planted. And there was more connection to, you know, the mayor there and so forth. Yeah. And the subway systems were awesome, man. They required a lot of work.
But when you got them to work, you felt like you had actually done something.
And that's how you became a city planner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
You remember your little field of water pumps that had to.
Yes. Oh, the water pumps.
All the way across.
Yes. The city. Oh. Yeah, because it wasn't just electricity in SimCity. There was also water pumps now. So that went right with the whole subway system. So
Lord, no.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fun. They all have to be connected.
Your water pipes went straight through the subway tunnel.
Yeah.
They'll just go around it.
Yeah, no problem. It's fine. Let's design around that.
All right, Mike?
My number two is a classic SimCity. With the magical disappearing fires.
Yes.
And all you have to worry about is electricity.
Yeah.
I don't care. And all the blocks came in 3x3.
Yep. Yeah.
And I would cause earthquakes all the time with cheat codes.
Yeah. I would just keep calling orange blobby monsters all the time.
It was a simpler time.
This was.
They don't need water.
What?
No. Well, you see, you weren't growing. There weren't people in your city. It was just houses at that point.
And like moving dots for traffic.
Oh, yes, the moving dots. Yeah. You don't need those. You just put like trail lanes.
You start building freeways. People are like, oh my God.
That's 2000, man.
Yeah, 2000 was like, oh my God.
I don't know.
You had to build a little on ramp. You're like, how does this work?
Yes. The on ramps were horrible.
That's why SimCity 2000 is not on my list.
Yeah, let's do it. You didn't need to use it. It was there if you wanted to experiment.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my number two is a little unusual. It's actually SimAnt. But it is SimAnt not for the usual reasons. It is SimAnt because that was probably my introduction to wargaming. Because
where you would gather up
I have my
ants.
Army of ants.
Yeah, you would have to leave the war trail.
That's right.
Yes.
And, you know, my Mongolian hordes would go and overrun the enemy position.
That's right.
You'd have to breed your troops, too.
That's right.
Oh, you had to infiltrate their,
you had to kill their queen.
And then
kill
the queen. Find the queen.
And right. Kill it, yeah.
It's like Metal Ant Solid.
Yeah. You go into the lair, find out where the hell the ant was, and then get into the fight into it.
Yeah.
That was your introduction to wargaming,
it
really.
It sure was.
Yeah. Wow. So, my number two is also SimAnt for completely different reasons. It was because it was one of the first games that I actually managed to buy for myself. Because, like I said, it was a dollar at a garage sale because other people hated SimAnt. And so, you know, I played the hell out of that game because it was my game. You know, I kept my hands on that game and I played the hell out of it, even when I'd already exhausted everything you could possibly do in that game. Which didn't take very long.
No, it did not.
But, you know, I would be like, all right, it's time to start on a new yard, which is exactly the same as the old yard. Start taking it over in the exact same way as the last time I did this. But, you know, I mean, it was my game. It was nobody else's game. And so, you know, I have that whole pride of ownership thing going for it. And so that's why SimAnt, despite being a not good game, is dear in my heart.
Just right. Shake our heads, me and Kevin, right at you. Not a good game.
It's a good game.
It's a good game.
It's a good game.
Yeah. Oh, now you're just ganging up on me.
Feel the peer pressure.
It was my number three. How could it not be?
Exactly.
All right, Kevin, here comes the home stretch.
My number one is Sim Tower. love Sim Tower. It was just that kind of... You could, it was just the way it was presented. You built your tower up. It was kind of like a slice into the tower so you could see into everything. All the office building, all the offices, all the residential condominiums, all the restaurants and shops and movie theaters and subway trains and recycling centers. Everything in there. I loved that game. It had a whole bunch of like, just stuff to do, even though it was never designed by Will Wright or any of the Sim people from Maxis. And, they even brought it to the GBA, the Tower SP.
Really?
Yeah, and I love that game. I still play it every once in a while. It still has the same elevator problem, but once you know how to get past
it's a feature.
It's awesome. People are like, oh God, I don't know how to use this. I take the express up to the 25th floor. Then I have to get on another elevator? Are you sure? So, I can't do this. I'm going home.
Obviously, it's a lot harder than making a subway or a water system.
Nowadays, I find the game strange because there was always this one. There were only two kinds of incidents, an accidental fire or a terrorist threat. And now I'm just sort of like, wow, that's kind of screwed up if they did this now.
Ian, what was your number one?
My number one would be SimCity 4, because I played a lot of that game. Like, it was just a little Zen garden of city for me. Just, like, make little patterns in the earth and see what would grow. I don't know. It was very relaxing. And I'd burn it.
I was too dumb to know how to play SimCity 4 very well.
I didn't
every
even
time I was like, I don't know. How do I just want to build this stuff?
John?
My number one, SimAnt. That's just an added
kick in the junk.
Added bonus.
Added bonus. I like SimAnt over the whole SimCity thing, because it was this, you know, you create an actual civilization. There was still the idea of not so much seeing as ants just make hives. It's still the whole creating a city, as it were. You still need to make it big enough for the whole hive to live in. There were enemies, like the whole thing with Albert here, the whole beginning of the war games and so forth, that you could call your fellow ants and you just rush at them. There was the scavenging for food. There's the other, like the spider there, which you'd have to go and kill. And the fact that even though you could get one hive, if you saw like the blown up of the human's yard, the man's yard, you realize you only had a little piece of it and you were trying to get the whole yard, with the house and everything. So there was a, you know, idea of, even though, you know, you're doing great in this one little patch, it's just one little patch. I keep going forward. Keep going. Get that house. Kick that guy out of it with his dog. Own that house. That's right. You are the red ant.
Mike?
As I said before, I'm out of some games. My number one game is A-Train, which is by the same people. It's the same concept, except instead of starting with building a city, you build your railroad network, and the city grows up organically around it because you're bringing the traffic into the town.
Oh, that's cool.
And so the city grows basically without your permission. you can buy buildings and stuff and own the corporate buildings and get money that way, but I don't know. I felt there were aspects of war gaming into it when suddenly this new commercial building, which you don't own, suddenly shows up. It's like, hey, you're horning in on my territory. This is my town. Get out.
That's true.
So, yeah. A-Train is also notable for being one of these games which I never used a cheat code for. I played it naturally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Choose among your children, Albert.
That's tough. I don't know. Probably be SimCity 2000, although some of the other SimCities are pretty close to that. Mostly because it was the first more advanced SimCity that I played. I mean, the original SimCity was pretty simple. And so once I got my hands on 2000, I was like, wow, you know, the city doesn't grow in 3x3 blocks. Like, I can build
heresy.
I know. I can build power plants that aren't nukes and like irradiate everything in sight,
or our coal,
or our coal and super polluting.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know, and the water thing was
solar power. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you could do like hydro
and wind power too.
Yeah, I always used wind power.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
So yeah, that was really neat. And for me, one of the big things was, you know, subways, because I never actually planned that well, and so I could never, like, build railroads everywhere. I'd always get tons of traffic, and I was annoyed at that. So I was like, wow, subways. I can have, like, railways, but they don't use up all that terrain? Awesome. And, of course, you know, I never got it working right, so whatever. But
that's the subways for you.
But, hey, you know, at least you had technically the option.
Yes.
It sounds like Bart. So anyway, my number one is The Sims, and not for the actual experience of playing it, but for the experience of not playing it and letting it run in the background.
What?
Because that was one of the very first games that would actually run by itself if you minimized it.
It never really worked that well for me.
I did that for Adrian. all my Sims were like little babies.
They're pretty dumb.
What to do.
Yeah, I try and do that. Leave a really rich guy in his nice fancy house, and I come back and find out someone stole his fridge and now he's dead in the pool.
Wow, that's like Sunset Boulevard. Except for the fridge part.
They probably didn't kill him. He probably went for a swim and drowned. And then they noticed that no one was home for a long time. Then they stole his
No. Somebody stole it. And then he was depressed and killed himself.
It was a problem of someone stole his fridge in the middle of the night, and he was just starving to death, and he eventually just passed out in the pool.
How does someone steal your fridge? Like, it takes two people to move the fridge.
Well, apparently when you walk up to an object and just wave your hands around, it goes in your pants.
Really, I'm gonna try that out tonight.
God, that's the dumbest game I've ever heard.
So yeah, the thing is that I really liked being able to do other stuff while the game ran itself, and then I would check in on it. And so that, you know, it was the first game I've ever seen that would do that. And now I apply that to touching games where I just leave them running in the background and go, "Oh, is it past the porn yet? Nope, back to surfing."
This is essentially the equation for Facebook games.
Yeah, that's essentially the equation for Facebook games, too, where they just run without your input, and you check in on them, and you just manage them a little bit. You don't have to, you know, play everything. They do not have to be 100% immersive. They just have to be there.
They're like your little minions. You come back and like, "Hey, boss, check out what we've been up to. Thanks for the leadership."
By the way, we passed out the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Someone stole the fridge. They left the TV and everything.
Just didn't
I don't know how to buy food.
I guess they really, really had the munchies.
No, but if you had a phone, they could call for pizza or whatever.
That's maybe they don't know how to use a phone.
That's true. I had some pretty dumb Sims.
A lot of people had really dumb Sims.
They go to use the phone and it catches on fire.
I mean, remember, there were entire dorm floors that would just all be playing The Sims at the same time, going, "How's your Sims doing?" "Oh, they died again."
I love one time my Sim had just broken up with his girlfriend. And he was trying to cook something. And in the middle of cooking something, he just burst into tears. He just left it on there and it caught on fire. It was okay. He lived. Yeah, I like that. That's crazy.
Jesus.
I remember when some of my Sims had a kid for the first time and they just were just so unhappy.
This is the horrible game.
The Sims.
Yeah, then they don't pay attention to the kid, right?
I had to force them to pay attention to the kid because they resented the kid. Because the kid was cutting down on their sleep and therefore their happiness.
That's why they go unemployed.
Well, no, that's why you put the TV near the kid.
So that they watch TV while...
There you go.
Right.
This game is horrible. I will say this now.
That's
this game is horrible.
The TV raise your kids.
It's designed very much like how regular life works.
The TV raise you while you raise your kids.
What? If you lose your refrigerator, will you die from lack of food in your pool?
How do I buy food? It's supposed to come out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, every time you like pull a plate out, the little dollar sign goes up. It goes, "You lost money."
And that's why if I read books for 2 months in a then I can become an astronaut.
You have to sell a tombstone, it's worth $20.
You know, if you take a book off the shelf to learn from it, sell the bookshelf back and they'll just put the book down. And now you have a free learning manual. Yeah.
Whoa, I've never tried that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You just take the book
off. Real life.
Hacks.
And the book will have all the functions of the bookshelf.
Oh, God.
Hacks.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's go with final thoughts.
No. I'm still stuck on this book thing.
It's like that book from Inspector Gadget.
Yes, it is.
Penny's book.
The laptop book,
basically, yes.
All right, I have no closing thoughts except for the dog gets it bad in Inspector Gadget.
Brain? What's wrong with Brain?
No, he's cool.
Yeah.
It's just he gets
the short end.
Well, yeah, he's the dog. What do you expect? These dogs.
I mean, another thing, in other kinds of fiction like that, he finds a nice lady dog eventually, and then they go off screen.
I think that does happen in Inspector Gadget, except he gets screwed by Gadget.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe that's what happens? Surprise!
I don't know, he hangs out with that kid a lot.
Oh, God, man. Why do you have to go there?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
And I'm not letting you have a closing thought.
I thought that was it.
A beep, 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 beep.
Closing thoughts, John, go.
Sims is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Sims is like hell. I mean, Jesus. It's the players creating hell on Earth for
in virtual form. Right. He's Satan, and he's collecting the information from there to create new ways to punish people in hell.
Will Wright right now is going, wow, that's a good idea. Guys in headdresses as ghosts.
And then allowing kids into the tombstone room and then destroying the door so they're trapped in there forever. Yes, great.
Hey, that was benevolent. It gave him very important lessons about the meaning of life.
That's great. Eventually death came for the kid when he died. And then you have a kid ghost, too.
That's haunted by the Indian ghost.
Doesn't cry as much anymore.
Ghosts, Mike? Haunting ghosts.
I'm done, really. I'm done. Jesus.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. I think we are all terrible people when it comes to Sims.
You don't even need the last half of that sentence. So, you can find us online at s-words-podcast.com. You can find this episode, of course, and previous episodes. You can also give us feedback because we are terrible people at feedback at s-words.
What? What? Oh, wait, is it feedback at s-words-podcast.com?
Yes, you jerk.
Hey, where's your happy place?
My pants. And by my pants, I mean twitter.com/s_words, where you will not, in fact, hear very much about my pants.
Just about your girlfriends.
You actually won't hear about that either.
Aww. How are your girlfriends?
Warm.
See you later, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Mr. Tycoon, is one time I accidentally built the initial hill was much lower than the uphill, and so one train went back, and then another train was coming, and I was like, what's going to happen? Now, in Roller Coaster Tycoon, when the trains collide, they explode. Just tons of little pieces and shards flying everywhere. If you have a lake underneath it, you can see them like ripple into the lake and stuff. Then I thought, what happens if you put people on this? That's how I bought Roller Coaster Tycoon, because that demo sold me.
You didn't make the vomit machines? The vomit mobiles?
Why make that when you can make a roller coaster that doesn't even have an end? It flies right off.
It eats people.
They can go into the vomit machine. Fancy, you know, tickles your fancy.
Oh, I was like launching them into the lake.
Straight into the lake. Straight off the lake, straight out of the lake.
It's like the Matterhorn, but without an actual rail.